Hello, everyone. It's great to be here with you today. And I hope that life in your world is returning a little bit to normal. We know that the world is still kind of shaken up and down, going through whatever is happening or urgent in any particular country. And some of our states are doing better than others. People are getting through it, and I'm noticing that practical precautions are, for the most part, replacing fear, and acceptance is replacing frustration and anger. And we're hoping that we will just adapt into an acceptable way of being until the problem just goes away. And if we are good enough at doing what we do, the problem will go away sooner. So, as always, for the last few months, our blessing is turned towards the pandemic, and those who suffer are those who could suffer terribly if they contracted the COVID-19. So I can tell you, for one thing, I am practically locking Larry in the bedroom because, poor guy, I mean, he wouldn't make it. He really wouldn't. And we're totally limiting who can come into the house. And that affects our ability to conduct business effectively, because I'm it. I'm doing it all. And I took a vacation from our prayer call recently, not so much because I had any special place to go. Really, there is no place to go, and the beaches are locked, and you can't even go to a cinema, can't go to a restaurant. So it wasn't to take an ordinary vacation other than maybe a little bit of pleasant gardening. It was really because I had become so overworked taking on, well, like they say in the military, all hats. I had to wear all hats in our church and our business, and literally do everything from shipping to house cleaning to making the oils to whatever, you name it, I do it. Take care of Larry. And the list goes on and on. And it just came to the point where I needed to be able to schedule my prayer time when it worked, rather than on an expected schedule where I was coordinating with other people. So I've been busily working, everyone. Just no vacation here, just doing it in a pleasant, adaptable way. And I want to use that as a message, our message for today. I knew when I declared a vacation for myself that it was absolutely imperative that I do that. And not so I could go have some fun or paint, though I would dearly love to do both of those. It was because I knew that I was in a tight state of adaptation, as we all are. You know, we take for granted that we're already in a state of adaptation. We're in a high state of adaptation. It started when you were 2 months old, from the time you first began to crawl. You turned over in your bed and you moved your little body forward, and you had to realize that, oh, well, I might not be able to go everywhere I want to go. I might bump my head or something else might hurt. We started adapting. All through our childhood, we were adapting. We didn't call it that. We didn't even know that's what we were doing, but we were. As we went through school, learning was essentially adaptation. really, because you can memorize all the facts in the encyclopedia, and they won't do you a bit of good if you don't know how to use them and if you can't apply them. So learning how to apply weights and measures, that's adaptation. That's figuring out what will go in this size Tupperware jar. That's adaptation. Knowing how many gallons of gas your car will hold, that's adaptation. And not overflowing when you get to the gas tank. And if it does overflow, how to clean your shoes off. That's adaptation. And how often the grass needs watering. That's adaptation. What kind of grass will grow in your part of the world? That's adaptation. Okay. We have adapted, really, at the yin-yang. We are fully, fully adapted on all levels. And we just call it normal. But it's really adaptation. Now, what we're doing is changing that normal to something else. And it's requiring intentional adaptation that we're doing against the grain of what has become so normal, it's just easy. You know, you get up in the morning, you're still half asleep, you go put on the coffee or you get the orange juice or whatever you do, half asleep, and then you get in the shower, still half asleep, and then you're out and you say, oh, wow, oh, my goodness, it's raining today. And so you adapt to that. It's all adaptation. And the more we do it without resistance, the more peaceful we are. The more we do it in a state of peace, the lower our blood pressure is, the better our digestion is, the clearer our state of mind is, the more positive our emotional program for that day is, the more coordinated we are in our goals. So we're at that point where we're going to have to do some real peaceful long-term adaptation. We were all hoping this would be a temporary crisis. Give it a few weeks and then blow over. So we went into a kind of suspended normalcy, thinking we'll get back to normal and we'll just call this emergency. Okay? We'll do whatever we need to do. We'll call it emergency. Well, emergency really elevates our adrenaline. It elevates our cortisol, which is not good for your inflammation factors. It lowers your serotonin, which prevents you from being in a state of happiness and peace. And it reduces your social connections, which have all kinds of effects on your body, heart, and soul. So now, I think it's actually a good thing that we're getting over the emergency and we're saying, all right, we're going to hope for easing out. But what we've got in our lap right now is a long-term state of adaptation. So let's stock up on the mask. Let's stock up on the gloves. Let's get the ones we like. Let's get the ones that are breathable. Let's have a mask in the car and let's have one in the, you know, near the front door. So if we have to meet somebody at the front door, we can put it on. Let's have one in our purse. Okay. Let's get used to this. And let's have a spare so we can launder the little rascals and make sure we're not smelling yesterday's filter. That's a nice way of saying it. Okay. We get used to it. You know, the fact is we can get used to almost anything. We really can. And people who survive the death camps in World War II were the ones who just got used to it and said, okay, I'm not going to resist this. I'm going to write my journal. I'm going to help my family. I'm going to help everybody I can be as peaceful with this as we can. Because we know from God, from the scripture, from observing nature, nobody lives forever. The most important thing is that while we're alive, we have a quality of life. We love one another and we love God. And let's just have our life here. And those are the people who survived the best. I mean, unless they were one of the early victims that had no choice. They're the ones that walked away and had a chance to actually repair their life. And you better believe they were in for some pretty deep adaptation. We have countries all over the world who are observing the advantages of, well, shall we say, high-tech countries. I'm not going to say liberated countries anymore, because there's hardly any country in the world, including us, liberated. For me, that was kind of a sad 4th of July, the saddest of my life, because I thought, land of the free, the brave, we haven't lived up to our motto. We really haven't. We've fallen short. We're not taking care of each other. We're living behind boundaries that we call propriety and regulations. And now we've even got more regulations. And it's not right now. Now, I would say it's still home of the brave. That I would say. We are probably the bravest people on earth. And I see that every day in the grocery store. When I've been to the clinic a couple of times, the bravest nurses in the world, the bravest doctors, to be there, no matter what. People in public service, we still are the bravest. We're just not the freest anymore. But the point of bringing this up was, people in extremely challenged countries are actually hurting themselves by looking at us and then go beating on the fences and getting pushed back by rifles and militia. What they either need to do is take a stand and fight, as we did we did 300 years ago, or they need to accept. And say, okay, this is the way it is for now. But it won't be this way forever, because the world is changing and God will take care of us. And it's true. I have, because of our little church in Nigeria, I've acquired a lot of friends there. And, you know, there's a bad reputation for that country, but most of the people don't deserve that. There are 200 million of them, and most of them are very poor, sweet people. And they don't fight their bad government. They live with it. And they'll say, if we have to live on rice, we live on rice. If we have to fight mosquitoes, we fight mosquitoes. Someday this will change. We live with God. And their church congregations are enormous. We have a little church that we serve people with our mosquito remedy and other holistic products we have, our essential oils, and we teach people how to use them. And they turn around and sell them and make a good little income for themselves. So we do good work with them. They do good work with us. But what I have learned is the peacefulness that they have. And they are far more peaceful than the people, let's say, of Uganda, who fight and are then butchered back. The world is changing. And I think one of the best things we can do is, number one, pray. Love God with all your heart. Love all the people you can. And support. Be well studied on new advanced technologies that can change the world. Let me tell you, people, the discovery of electricity changed the world. It did. The discovery of the electric light bulb changed the world. Motorized vehicles changed the world. The internet has changed the world. Okay? Cell phones have changed the world. And yes, there are people who exploit them. But look at the families that can be connected now. Look at how we can grant assistance to people around the world. How we can monitor their successes and tragedies and try our best to help them through it and help them up to a better life. Support all the good technologies you can. When, as we can approach more to the level of free energy, you're going to see a liberated planet. And in the meantime, why should we fight and cost lives? Why? Why should we? Every life is dear. Every life is precious. And we have a phenomenal ability to adapt to anything. Just think about your ancestry. 3,000 years ago, living in the forest lands of Europe, they had cold. They had hot, hot weather in the summer. They had bugs, diseases. They had mosquitoes. And they had very great shortage of food. And it may surprise you to learn that still, right now, even with all the domestic hostilities in the world, the greatest cause of death is starvation. Even with COVID, the greatest cause of death is starvation. So don't you think we might want to learn something about the cultivation and sharing of food? What if everybody on this earth was simply healthier? What do you think that would change? I think, my friend, it would change a lot. A lot. If everybody was just healthy. If everybody had dinner. I think you'd see a different planet Earth. And personally, I am so grateful for everything I have. Everything. Every slice of bread, every drop of clean water, there is so much to be grateful for. And the little bit we have to adapt to get safely through this crisis is not much to ask to keep from spreading it. So let's return to our peace. And yes, some people have died. And we grieve for them. We miss them. We honor them. And still, some people will die. But how many lives are lost every year that we don't even think to mourn or grieve over? The many thousands and thousands of automobile deaths. The many thousands and thousands of deaths to tragic illnesses, cancer, heart attack, things that take the lives of people that we never know about because it's not on the news. Every death by COVID is announced. And it's easy to track the death we don't really know how many people might have it because the mild cases don't even bother to go in and get tested. So we don't know how many people have had it. Don't have a clue in any country. We know the deaths. But how many deaths do we know have died by other causes? We don't. And are we celebrating them? Are we mourning them? Are we grieving over them? Are we saying, oh God, take this soul into paradise? We're not. So COVID has a unique place in the world of news reporting. A unique place in the world of, shall we say, political management. And we need to take that with a grain of salt because more people are dying collectively of other things right now than COVID. And we're not making an issue out of that. And that's not saying. It breaks my heart, really. It does. But we just have to adapt and say this too will pass. And it will. When it no longer serves ulterior motives, it won't be on the news anymore. It's not on the news now because people really care. It's on the news now because we can make an issue about it on two levels of the platform. One issue is to help prevent the spread, and that's a worthy one. And the other is to make a big deal out of how we can control people to keep them more in line with what we want them to do. And that's not a very worthy goal. So there's two sides to the question. And I think it was kind of overdue to have this kind of presentation. But I'm done now. I said what I needed to say, and I'm going to open the line to Jerome. You're on, Jerome.
Oh, yes, but thank you for your love and light and for the adaptation of the spirit of the universe. And I ask for my family, as we are adapting again here. We're adapting to COVID-2. We all are. And I just ask for blessings to my entire family and in gratitude and thanksgiving appreciation for yourself. For you,
thank you.
Are just... reminding us of the higher spirit we've always been that can adapt. And thank you for your priceless spirit of light and love and peace and joy. And please keep everything going.
Oh, I am. I have not taken a minute off, my dear. But, you know, it is a pleasure to be able to do things spontaneously. And in the right order that works for me, instead of on a regimented schedule. And right. That's my vacation. Okay. It's not ceasing to work. It's working in the most pleasurable, comfortable, get it done, adaptable way.
Right.
And I would recommend it to as many of you as have that luxury. I know some of you still have to go to work 9 to 5. That's just the way it is, and you have family schedules you have to maintain. And God bless you for doing it. But some of you are not working in the outer world right now. You're working at home. And so one of the joys you could have working at home is you do it in your time, your way. And that eases up the pressure.
Okay, yes, it does.
It does. You're welcome.
Yes, love and light. Thank you.
Love and light. You use the love. Tarkin, I've got your line open.
Hi, Glenda. Hello, everyone. I am just hoping to request a blessing today for my husband, Bert, who is going in for some surgery below his eyes tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. He's on my list, and you are too, because I know it will be stressful for you helping him through it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay. All right, dear. And we have a caller from Montreal.
Yeah, hi, Glenda. I called last week. I'm a caregiver for an intellectually disabled person. And he was misdiagnosed with, they called it a bruised bone. So I asked for the blessing, and we were able to get to see a doctor quite quickly, and he re-diagnosed it as a broken femur, like a completely different thing than what had happened. And, you know, we've been caring for him for 3 months since the incident. So he went through an operation today, like it's incredibly fast. So I just wanted to thank you for your prayers.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you, what is your name?
Stephen.
Stephen. Okay, Stephen, thank you so much. And actually, you provided a perfect example of how the blessing can work. It can work many different ways. One is it could just go right in and fix the problem. Another way is it clears the air so that we can reevaluate what the problem is. And, it can lower stress. It can bring assistance that wasn't there before. It can, make possible, an attitude that allows us to adapt and surround any situation with more peace so that we can heal and move through it. So the blessing can work in many ways. In many ways, because in God's peace, we find answers.
Well, it definitely worked. I mean, everything went through really quickly compared to the last 3 months, which were, you know, a horror story. We were trying to get him to walk and giving him pep talks. And, you know, meanwhile, he had a broken femur instead of a bruised bone, you know, so... it was just, we feel really upset about it, but, change it right around, you know?
Of course.
Anyways, so we're really, grateful.
I am too. And I join you in that joy, and that is so good to hear. Thank you, Stephen, and blessings to you too for all the work you do. I'm sure you are a blessing to many.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye. And Sarah, your line is open.
Aloha, beloved Glenda and this beloved community. I want to just first say I'm so grateful for so many blessings. I am just like adapting like crazy over here and working on my purpose. Like just like kind of like you were describing, just every day, all day. On purpose, but I do get this blessing of doing it from home and just doing it like living with all my animals and yeah, it's such a blessing and I thank God for the blessings. Yeah. And the capability. Yeah, so I just am so grateful for the capacity for adaptability that I have, but I'm also grateful that I've exercised it. I feel like it's both a blessing, a gift, and then something we have to exercise, this ability to adapt and be resilient.
And you're a perfect example of that, where we could just resist. Well, I can't go to work. I have to work at home.
You have to work at home?
Maybe you get to work at home.
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
It's all in how we take it.
Yes, how we respond. Yes, I, just a tiny story. I'll say it real quick. Like, you guys have heard, I've just went through this whole huge thing with my tenants and they moved out. It took so long to get a new one and I got just the right one and such a blessing. And then the first day he moved in, he told me, like, Sarah, something completely unexpected has happened and I could only stay for 1 month. And it was just like, that's okay. Like, I just was like that. I knew it. Like, okay, this God has the next plan for me. Like, it took me just no time to just like, yep, accept and move through. And I'm just so grateful. It's really, just a beautiful way to live, to keep offering it up, keep surrendering it to God, all of that, mm-hmm. and do my part as I'm guided. Yeah. So,
you know, God does work in mysterious ways.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
We see the hand of God in so many things happening today. And we will get through this and be on the other side.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We've got to move on. So, but congratulations on all of your good achievements and your great spirit.
Thank you.
See you on. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Good to talk with you. Thank you for your message. I just really always find your perspective very, very helpful. And especially what you were saying about what we're dealing with COVID in general and like the way it is in the news. I thought that was a really nice, succinct way to summarize the situation with the news. I wanted to mention a couple really wonderful, even miraculous results that we've been getting related to the blessing. Just first, I want to mention that tonight's the last night of the full moon, and tonight you'll see the moon with Jupiter and Saturn, and Pluto's in there as well. So tonight there'll be a moon, Pluto, Jupiter, Saturn conjunction. And you can see that conjunction when the moon rises tonight.
Wow. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and if you see the hand of God in this?
Yeah.
I would say who moves the planets, the moon, and the stars?
I'm sorry, say that again. I said, who
moves the planets, the moon, and the stars?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, one of the things I found so, so beautiful and helpful is one of your classes, you talked about the grace that's evident in celestial motion. And it's absolutely the truth. We can observe grace with us visibly with the movement of the planets and the moon and just the grace of the earth in rotation is evidence of it. So, you know, I always agree that that's a really helpful thing to be able to observe. So there's also some really nice news. Judy had a bone density test lately, so we've been doing a blessing intermittently for Judy's bones, and she had a really good test. Minimal bone density change, minimal loss over the last year. That's very recent. We just got that test result. Judy's sister, it's beautiful. Judy's sister is going through treatment now for, she's in her fourth year. She's had a lot of benefits, but she's now kind of in a new phase. Her test results have been excellent with her cancer treatment, and she's getting on a new medicine now, which has given her headaches. So I want to do a blessing for Lori's headaches, but we've had pretty much a miraculous result with her healing with her cancer treatment,
for sure.
And it's happened multiple times that we've had huge changes for the positive with Lori. Another friend that we've done the blessing for over the last year or more, his name is Steve, and Steve was dealing for years with addiction to alcohol. And he found a process that helped him with that. And I just talked to him. I hadn't spoken to him since November. He hasn't had a beer since November. And, you know, so he really attributes that to the miracle of God's grace and support and love. So I just wanted to mention those things and thank you for your presence, prayers and the blessing and everybody here, because I see evidence that this is something that's extremely valuable and very synergistic for our for all of our benefit and for our world.
Yes, it is, Tony. And thank you so much for that wonderful feedback. And what I would like to add to that is that you will receive, everyone in our community on this call will receive a blessing, but it won't stop with you. You will receive a blessing that that will have some positive influence on your life. It might just be a peaceful spirit, a clearer mind. It might be a direct, immediate change in your constitution of life. But in addition to that, it will spill over and affect the lives of everyone around you. And their lives will spill over to affect everyone around them. You know, it doesn't take very much until you're touching a very large section of the world. It spreads very quickly. So yes, this is extremely important what we're doing. And I just want to invite all of you to be here with all your heart. Just simply surrender and receive. That's your job, receive. It's not an easy job, really. You know, you think doing is easy, is hard. Mm-mm. Doing, especially if you know how to do something, doing is easy. Okay. Receiving, that's a little different, because since we were born, we've been building up secret silent defenses that we don't even know about. And then you add to those the defenses that we do know about, like, oh, nothing ever works for me. Like we're afraid of failure. Fear of failure is a defense mechanism, I think. And this is where faith comes in. Not just hope, but faith. Faith burns down your defenses so that you're open. This is pretty much what Yeshua was referring to when he said to receive the kingdom of heaven, you must be as a little child. If you offer an ice cream cone to a little child, they're going to say, yeah, how many can we have? How soon? Let's go get them now. You offer an ice cream cone to an adult. Well, I don't know. I think I'm lactose intolerant, and I'm watching my weight, you know, and I'm trying to keep my insulin down so that I don't overeat and I keep my blood sugar. And yeah, they'll give you 10 answers, and you'll just say, hey, how about that ice cream cup? Well, maybe later. And it's the same way with other things. You could say, hey, listen, I found this great job for you. Really? Well, I don't know if I have the skills for that job. Tell me more about it. Oh, I had a friend that did that. She hated it. Yeah, but that was your friend. What about you? I don't know. Let me look it up online. Let me see how I like it. Okay, you got the idea? Receiving is not that easy. It really isn't. But I'm going to ask you to do it anyway. And you do it by being in your faith and relaxed in your body. Now, I'm going to start the blessing in a minute, in a few minutes. We've got a couple more people to talk to, but I'm going to start the blessing with a prayer to Yeshua. While I'm doing that, take some very deep breaths. Cleanse your body and your heart and get in that real comfortable position wherever you are. Hopefully your feet on the ground, and your head uncovered. Okay, that's what you're going to do. And then you're going to pray during the time we're conducting the energy that comes in. And we're going to get ourselves ready for this blessing by taking a couple of calls very quickly. One from Julie. Hello, Julie. You're on.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Glenda, for everything and your messages. And so a few things I'd like to ask for a blessing. Just turned just the right way, just simple motion this morning and kind of strained something in my back a little bit. And it usually takes about a week to resolve when this happens, and I'd really like it to resolve more quickly.
Okay.
And I've had kind of an odd feeling in my eye and mouth and throat recently, and not like a sore throat, something different. So I'd like a blessing for that.
Okay.
And also, my sleep patterns are really off, and so much that, you know, by the time I would normally be feeling sleepy and going to bed is when I'm feeling most alert, and it's really throwing things off and making it difficult. You know, I'm working normally through the day. It's just really throwing things off. So would like a blessing for that as well. Again, appreciate all that you do, and blessings to you and everyone else.
Oh, thank you so much, Julie. And we have you on the list. And to you, I would just say relax and normalize. Just relax.
All right. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Stormy, I'm going to let you close this out.
Yes, Linda. The two pecan trees would like to offer, the two pecan trees in the back of the apartments I'm at would like to offer you and Larry a blessing because of my personal relationship with them, that I asked for their long limbs to be trimmed, and a couple of days ago they've had a nice good trimming and they feel much better. But a sand box for Larry with some of your essential oils in it, and a sand vacation for you because of where you are.
Okay. Well, one of these days, I'll carve out a few hours and I'll just go to the ocean. Right now, it hasn't been possible. There just have been, I have a pretty long work day. I'm lucky if I can get to sleep by 2 or 3 in the morning. So, but I'm getting to do it my way. I'm getting to do it with peace and joy and intermittent prayer and music and all-time praise. So with that spirit of gratitude and joy, a long day is just as good as a good night's sleep. So it's all...
That sandbox for Larry.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you cover it because you have a cat in the house.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll make it...
That's important.
Yes, you are funny, Stormy. Thank you.
Okay, so a little bit of humor to get us into the blessing here.
Great. A little bit of laughing also helps everybody. Find something on YouTube, a good comedian that you love, that makes you laugh, some good comedy on TV or wherever you go to get. Don't just listen to the news that paints a sad and horrendous picture. Find something to laugh. Okay, it does actually make a difference. It really does. Okay, now we are going into our blessing. And I just want each of you to be in your state of quiet reverie. Find the softest place in your chair, your bed, your lounger, or maybe you're out on the ground. That would be great. Getting a big dose of energy directly from the earth. But wherever you are, be there in peace. Be there in surrender, in openness like a child. Oh yeah, I want that ice cream cone. Okay? Whatever your ice cream cone might be, I'm sure it will have something to do with feeling better, more peaceful, more happy, and let's go for it. So I would ask the blessing givers to stand with me and let us get to 10 ready. Yeshua, we come to you with the joy in our heart, the peace in our soul, the surrender in our mind that we can't possibly figure out everything. So why try? We come to you as our brother, our friend, our guide, and our bridge of union to God, along with the Holy Spirit, that lifts us and surrounds us. We ask to be with you now. We ask to feel your presence in our hearts. We know that you are here on the earth, guiding us through our troubles, our issues, our worries and our fears. And we would ask that you wash away our fears and replace it with faith. Because in faith we have the answers. In fear we have nothing. We don't even have a place to run to in fear. We know that you came to wash away our fears and replace it with faith. And we ask that you do that now for everyone on this call and for everyone they love, for everyone they will be praying about, and for the world as we pray for it, that our world will find faith from this terrible situation we find ourselves in, and we will find love for one another, and we will find ways to make life new and move forward. We know that you are already with the sick and the ill. We ask that you be with the caregivers as well, that solutions may be provided more quickly, with less effort, and more straight to the solution. We thank you for bringing your angels to the earth. We thank you for the children who will bring forth a new world for us. And we ask that you be with and honor and sanctify the lives of those who are near the end of their journey on this earth, that they may bring into heavenly places all the lessons that we as humanity need to learn, and that they may help us learn, that they may become our teachers into the next generation. We love you. We cherish you. We honor you. And we seek to walk with you all the days of our life. In your blessed name we pray. Amen. Let us begin. Blessing you.
Amen. And so it is. Your blessing has been given. Now you need to continue receiving. And you will do that by resting for at least 7 minutes. And in your resting, don't turn it over to your mind. Don't even continue your prayer, because that's seeking, not receiving. Okay? Just be one with yourself in union with God. And allow the Holy Spirit to move through your life, body, heart, and soul. Bye-bye for now. I look forward to seeing you next week.